धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र
कब ये महाभारत हुआ, कब आत्मा ने युद्ध रचा, कब मोह ने मन को बांधा, कब गीता ज्ञान प्रकट हुआ,
किसने ये वाणी सुनी, किसकी ये कहानी, गीता एक अर्जुन ने सुनी या हर आत्मा में गूंजे ये ध्वनि।
क्या ये इतिहास की गाथा थी या चेतना का संघर्ष था, क्या ये रणभूमि बाहर थी या भीतर का ही कुरुक्षेत्र था।
गीता क्या युद्ध की पुकार है या शांति की घोषणा,
गीता क्या शास्त्र है या ईश्वर का प्रेम संदेश, क्यों है
क्यों है ये गीता हर युग में अमर,
क्यों प्यारी है हर दिल को,
क्यों जगाती है आत्माओं को आज भी।
सर्वधर्मान्य परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज, अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयामि मा शुचः।
किसने ये कहा,
युगों युगों की ये गाथा न्यारी, अमृत सी यह वाणी प्यारी,
इसमें छुपा है रहस्य अनमोल, ज्ञान के अद्भुत है ये बोल।
यदा यदा हे धर्म घटे अधर्म बढ़े जग में, तब तब भगवान प्रगटे ब्रह्मातन में,
ज्ञान की गंगा बहाने अंधकार मिटाने, सतयोगी वृक्ष उगाने सत्य धर्म जगाने, संसार को प्रेम सिखाने मन को निर्मल करने, हर हृदय में दीप जलाने सदगति का मार्ग दिखाने, मन मना भव मद भक्तो मद्याजी मान नमस्कुरु।
मामे वैश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोसि मे।
किसने ये कहा,
One time Baba asked, what's the difference between a yogi and one who practices yoga? Both are Rajyogis. And different answers in that group. And then Baba answered, yogi is the one who lives there and then he comes here. He comes here maybe 400 years. He comes here as a guest. He comes here as a traveler, musafir. He is aware all the time that he is from there. He is yogi. And one who practices yoga, he lives here and he goes there. He feels this is his world, and when the traffic control starts, he goes there. When the music stops, he comes back here. He, deeper inside, this is his world, this is his address, here are his relations. And for a certain time, he becomes incorporeal. Maybe to practice yoga is the necessary step, starting position is that, but it is not the destination. Destination is the yogi. What we saw yesterday, the sketch that we saw yesterday, the invisible traveler that is shown in that image, he is the yogi. Just to quickly revise what we saw yesterday, that here is our world. We use the word alaukik. It is unearthly, invisible, eternal. That is the core of these invisible players. And the invisible players, they know that they are immortal. Everyone is from that home. They know this. And they are aware that they need nothing from anywhere for their existence. They are beyond harm. Invisible players, they are the invisible travelers. And then they come in this physical world. And we emphasize the physical world is a foreign world, which means they have no rights in that physical world, foreign world. They can be the observers, they can be the invisible witness, but that is all. They can't claim anything, they can't ask for anything. There is no right. Everything else, everything is extra. Just like if you go to a foreign country. We showed their dotted line. Dotted line is when you start claiming things in that foreign world. And the moment you make even the first attachment there, the pain starts. Different kinds of sorrow starts. Why? Because this world is a world of dangers. You heard yesterday the expression, khatre ki duniya, the world of problems. It is an unpredictable world, world that has an end, that is, you know, changing all the time. This is not a world on which you can rely upon and take support. This is the only reason for sorrow. 100% of sorrows in the world are because of this world. Wrong attitude towards this world. All the vices are because of this world. Wrong attitude. Ego is because of this world. We have the option to stay on the right side of the line, which means you are all the time aware you are a traveler. You are a yogi. Yogi means you are a guest in this world. You know you of your world. That is a yogi. We showed here yesterday also the image of I. So we go into this foreign world, we start claiming things, mine, but we don't stop there. We give birth to the ego. I is created based upon the foreign world. This is like the biggest drop, we said, in our journey. Psychological, you know, big fall. Because once I is created, doesn't want to die. So you are in a conflict with yourself. And this is a false I created based upon things in the story world. Today we will see this subject in a little bit more detail. Because this I is the reason of all chaos in the world. And then we will see the next page in a and in this sketch, what we are going to see, this eye has got many heads. It is not just one eye. It has got, just like Ravan has got 10 heads, this eye has got many heads. And we use the word false identification for this. You know, in Baba uses the word had kamai, limited eye. And many heads to this. Let me give an example to demonstrate this phenomena of false identification. One man, you know, American by name Mark Chapman, he liked John Lennon. John Lennon was a celebrity in music, in a Beatles person. So Mark Chapman liked him. He had posters of John Lennon. He almost worshipped him. In time, he started to feel he himself is John Lennon. This is what is called identification. One friend of ours was acting in a drama, and in his words, that role that he was acting started taking over him. In other words, he started to feel he's that role. This is identification. Now, do we enter? Do we create this identification? Do you think we identify? Let me give an example. Here is a plant. And I am asked to water that plant, and I have been doing this since I've been here. Every day I water that plant. Whenever anyone likes that plant, I like to hear this praise. I'm not committing a big sin. It's like the plant I like. Now someone comes and says that plant is ugly, and I take the offense. I feel, you know, he is not nice to me. Why do I feel that? Why do I take the offense? Yes, there is some change of attitude. Surprisingly, we have got this huge tendency to build empires. We like to claim things. We like to own. So just because I'm looking after the plant, that is enough. I start to claim it. I start to create this letter my to that plant. In some way, that plant is part of me. Subconsciously, this is all happening subconscious level. Consciously, I don't say that is mine, but still it is going on. Subconsciously, I give myself self-respect based on the plant. Subconsciously, I give a birth to I based upon the plant. And this is why each time you say this is ugly, that I takes it personally. So here is shown this letter I that is created, and this I is now based upon something in the story. If we said it's a foreign world, you know, we have no rights there even, and we are going into that world, not only mine and claiming things, but yeah, we are using the letter I to something as ridiculous as a plant. Subconsciously, if it is consciously, it will look very ridiculous. It is there because I take the offense. You know, if you praise it, I feel as if you are praising me. This is what the identification is. In time, people praise it and people, you know, like that, they take photograph. This I within me gets bigger and bigger. This had kamai. Limited I is created, it grows. It is not at a conscious level, subconscious level, but creates chaos. I take offense, I get, someone has got a bigger plant than that, I can get jealous. All the complications start of our attachments, different kinds of sorrow. Do we do this? Can you give other examples? Almost everything of this world, we can give birth to this limited I or false I. For example, the country you live in, you can create an I based on the country, this limited I. And then someone says this country is a bad country, you might take it personally. The car you use, the people you are associated with, children, you know, and in some places people identify with the dog and shoes. It can be anything you identify. What is the problem of identification? You know, where is the big problem? We said before, it's the Khatre ki Dunya. It's a world of dangers. It is a world that is unpredictable. It changes. You know, suddenly, today they are praising the plant, tomorrow they might criticize the plant. That plant might disappear also. And I have created an I based upon that plant. The moment you are giving birth to this I, you are very insecure. Because it is I is based upon this unpredictable world. As I gets bigger, you are even more insecure. You know, this is like a life we lead afterwards. And then, as was said, you are getting into jealousies and you are getting into anxieties and you are, all kinds of complications start. The reason people get angry is because of this I. 99% of anger that exists in the world is because of this I. All the big mental problems are connected with the I. The wars that are fought are because of this I. You know, we broadly say ego, you know, sort of some people have got ego, some president, he may have an ego, someone keeps talking about himself, he has got ego. But ego has got many heads, as we said. Ravana has got many heads. So this is what different heads of the ego. And one is based upon your country, one is based upon children, one is based upon the cooking that you do. You may prepare a toli and you can be creating an I based upon the toli. Someone says, I don't like that toli, you will take it personally. Wherever you are taking things personally, you take the offense, you take sorrow, some feeling of jealousy, sometimes a little bit of anger, irritation. You have to check, just step back and see what you are identifying with. We have gone, when we cross this line, we feel as if this is our world. It is like such a big confusion there behind. You know, and we feel such a right to put the word my there, build fences, you know, and everyone else also agrees with that. And then we create an I based upon all these things. This is like a big battle within ourselves, this I. You know, along with this, we have also shown here, there is the true self, the real you, the invisible guest, that is now completely forgotten. You are completely disconnected from that. All these I have become the rulers. I based upon people and objects, possessions and position. These I have become so big. And they are taking sorrow. You know, like giving an example, a personal example. You know, grandfather, he was 89 years of age. He passed away. And I was in another country. He was in another country. I did not even see him for a long time. You know, but when he passed away, he had some stroke for a week before that. And to pass away at that time may be the right thing for him. I have knowledge also. So I know it is the right thing for the soul to move on. But at the same time, I had sorrow inside me. And this sorrow was not because of him. At that time, I also realized the grandson is dead now. I had a grandson. So there was an identity created, me as a grandson of so-and-so at a young age. And I remember taking a little pride based upon the grandson of so-and-so, that pride. And that was there under the surface. And when he passed away, the eye of this me also dead. People cry in this world, not for others. When someone dies, they cry for themselves. This I is helplessly selfish, you know, because it is insecure. Its world is world that is temporary, so it is very insecure. And when anyone is insecure, he remains helplessly selfish. And we may play all kinds of games, but we remain in that state. Our aim is to help the true self to become conscious again. That is what the aim is. We are here to become soul conscious. But each of these I that you have created, they don't want to die. This is the no insect end. No one wants to die. So also this I doesn't want to die. And internally there is this battle that is going on. Also to know, we want to become free from anger and different vices. Sometimes someone may take a decision, from today I want to become free from anger. You know, to come to Madhuban also you have to fill the form and be free from anger. That is sometimes emphasized. We can't be free from anger that easily, just by decision. We have to see the root of anger. For all the vices, there are roots. There is a seed. This false I is absolutely the seed of this I. Superficially, I take a decision and the seed is still there. You will find some situation comes, someone criticizes the plant, you get a reaction. You're not even seen what is the seed. Homework for everyone, spiritual effort makers, the homework. Different situations will come to us. Someone says something. This is a world that is unpredictable. And you may get some reaction. So internally, you feel a bit uncomfortable, some little irritable. Internally check what you are identifying with. Why someone says something about your shoes? And or criticizes shows, you are taking it personally. Someone says something about the institution. It can be, you know, the institution. And if you get anger, you know, then to check internally, am I identifying with some individual, person, you know, organization, some idea? I can be identifying with this idea. Many people in the world identify with the religions. It's a big one, this identity based on religion. And they start war because of that. Baba calls it royal anger and royal maya. You know, you feel justified because it's a religion. I could be identifying with the ideas here. These are ideas. These existed before we were born. But I could be thinking as if this is me and my, and take it personally. You know, someone says these ideas are dangerous. I may take it personally. You know, I have to observe, what am I identifying with? And once you observe the ridiculousness of this, you are creating an I based on something that is foreign completely, something that is external. See the ridiculousness. And then the moment you do this, it is like shining light on it. The clarity comes. That I dissolves, at least becomes smaller. And if that I becomes smaller, the reactions that come from there, they will also become smaller. Sometimes people have said, the anger just disappeared. Once they saw what they are identifying with, anger disappeared. Now, of course, it may not have disappeared completely. But anger connected with that one I disappeared. Some of these identities are based on image. Like I can create an image of myself as punctual. An image of myself as always right. Some image of myself. That is another I. Once I start observing this, it is self-observation. Some introspection. Then you become good at it. and then the subtle other eye, they are also observed. This becomes a huge help for us. To remove the vices, we need to understand the seed. And if the seed of these vices, these are different false eye, there are many of them, we can create identity based on anything we are associated with. You know, so we come into knowledge, become good, yogi, then you create an identity. I am a yogi. I am soul conscious. These are the new identities we create, you know, based on Brahmin life also. And false identities are false. The only truth about us here, we are the invisible travelers. Yeah, we have come from our home, and this is a foreign world for us. Invisible traveler here, invisible guest here. He has no rights over here, but he is the invisible prince in his world. He belongs to the world of God. He has every reason to be happy about that. To stay in that self-respect, that is like a powerful way to reduce these false identities. Thank you.